50 years from now, when you're looking back at your life, don't you want to say that you had the guts to get in the car? 50 years from now, when you're looking back at your life, don't you want to say that you had the guts to get in the car? Now, I don't know if you've got 50 years, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, but don't you want to be able to say, whether it's 1, 2, 5, 10, 50, or more, that you had the guts to get in the car, that you had the guts to break free? If you do, have the guts to get in the car, and I believe you do, and I believe you will, and I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you do this. You've got to plan some more. Yeah, this isn't just, hey, I'm hopping and leaping, and I'm getting in the car, and that's it. You've got to plan some more. You've got to talk with trusted advisors. You've got to talk with your trusted advisors, people you trust, people that you know, people that know you well. And when you tell some of them about your plan, now watch this, pay attention to this. When you tell them, some of them are going to bristle up at you. Some of them are going to shout you down in one way or another. Some of them are going to operate and talk to you from a fear mindset. And you can't listen to that. You can take it in stock and you can hear the genuine concern or the genuine concerns from them, but you cannot operate from a fear mindset if you're going to take the leap from career to calling. If I operated that way, I wouldn't be creating and producing this webinar. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. We would not be having this conversation. I would not be running my own business. I would not have other businesses that I'm a part of as well. I would not have the connections that I have to help me grow my business, to help me grow as a person. I wouldn't be out here doing what I love, what I'm called to do, what I'm passionate about, if I operated from a fear mindset, if I listened to the people who said, you know, hey, if you want to come back and work here, it's okay. It is okay for them, for somebody else, but it wasn't and isn't okay for me. So when you talk with your trusted advisors about what your gifts are, what your talents are, and what you're good at, and hey, what do you think about this? And I'm thinking about going and doing something a little bit different. I'm warning you, beware. Some of them are going to freak out. Some of them are going to get angry with you. And some of it is love and concern, without a doubt. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. Some of it is out of love and concern for your well-being and your welfare. Some of it, too, fear. Some of it's misunderstanding, but because people seldom understand dreamers. And you're a dreamer. And not just a dreamer whose head is in the clouds. You've got a great plan in place. And if you don't, you're going to have one because I'm going to help you with it. They misunderstand people who dream big. They misunderstand people who see the future and believe not only that it can be, but that it is. They misunderstand people who say, and I'll go back to Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream. People misunderstand. They misconstrue it. They think you're off in la-la land somewhere. But what you've got to do is show them that you've got a plan, and yes, you're dreaming, but you've got plans to go along with this dream. That, as Otis Redding would put it, I've got dreams to remember. I've got dreams to remember. You've got dreams to remember. So talk with those trusted advisors, but you hold fast and chase your dream because you've got to take the risk. You must take the risk if you're going to take the leap from career to calling. And when you do it, don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back lest you turn into a pillar of salt. Don't look back unless you veer off course. Don't look back lest you wind up in the ditch on the side of the road.